This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladef. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladef, a very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Well, thank you. Sorry, we've had some issues with reception today, but yeah, it seems to be okay. It
seems to be perfect right now, so don't stress about that at all. First of all, happy Australia. Is that what we say? Happy Australia Day?
It is what you say. Having said that, that issue has actually inevitably caused a little bit of controversy in recent days. So the reason, first of all, that it's Australia Day is because January 26, 1788 is when 11 ships arrived here called the First Fleet. And that's when a non-indigenous settlement began in this country, 1788. So almost 250 years ago. And up until then, there had been Aboriginal people, Indigenous people here for, 50,000, 60,000 years. So it was called Australia Day because that's when non-Indigenous people first arrived, and it's mm-hmm. been Australian Day ever since. In the last few days, and that name, however, is an ongoing source of controversy amongst Indigenous, not all, but amongst many Indigenous people and others as well, who actually call it Invasion Day and say that the day that Australia's as a nation is celebrated should be another date and not the day when those 11 ships, the First Fleet, arrived, because Indigenous people were already here and they were invaded and as genocide took place. So yes, mark the day, but mark it on another day. And so as we are today in 2021, it is called Australia Day. There are celebrations, although obviously muted because of the COVID business. But it does cause some controversy. And in fact, just the last point on this is that there's some cricket matches happening today, 2020 matches, etc. And a number of the teams today, because it's happening on January 26th, took a decision to use the American expression for what they do, take a knee.
Oh gosh.
And they knelt down.
So it's got there too, huh?
Their foot and took. Yes, absolutely.
Reached Australia.
And,
it's like a pandemic.
Yes. And so that has sort of added to a bit of the controversy attaching to this. But overwhelmingly, the country does celebrate Australia Day as the national day. And that's what it is, subject to further notice.
Right. And we certainly do have something to celebrate today, because that is finally the extradition of Malkalifa. And wow, we've spoken about this for a very long time. I can only imagine what the victims are feeling. If anybody doesn't know, very quick summary as to what has gone on and where are we today, Vic.
So a quick summary on that. So this is exactly 13 years, which is incredible. 13 years after fleeing Australia, after fleeing Melbourne, this lady named Malkalifa is on her way back to Australia from Israel as we speak. Yesterday, Monday, she was put on a plane, on a flight from Israel to Germany, and from Germany to, because there are no direct flights between Israel and Australia. And so put on a flight from Israel to Germany, and then from Germany to come to Australia. The background is that 13 years ago, this lady fled Melbourne as allegations began to come to light accusing her of child sexual abuse, and specifically against three Melbourne sisters. And this allegedly took place at an ultra-Orthodox Adas school in Melbourne. And the reason that she fled at the time was that the allegations began coming to light. And so late at night, she was put on a plane and before anyone knew it, she had gone, and she had gone after Israel. She stayed there sort of below the radar for a number of years. And then approximately 7 years ago, a legal process began to try and bring her back to Australia to face trial and to face court. And the irony of this number is that there are 74 charges against her, and there were 74 court cases involving her situation. And those court cases were attempts to persuade the Israeli judicial system to find that she was mentally able and physically able to be put on a plane and extradited back to Australia. And it was a long and drawn out agonizing process 8 years later, seven, 8 years later, and in which her claim was, and her lawyers claimed, that she was mentally unable to fly all the way back to Australia, face trial here. And in fact, it got to the stage where the then deputy health minister was, there were allegations that he was instructing court psychiatrists to find that she was mentally unable to be brought back. And then what happened was, is that people were hired to film her, and filmed her allegedly going about normal business and shopping, et cetera, et cetera, making it pretty seemingly that she did not have mental problems, which her defense was saying that she did. So in the last little while, in the last few months, there's been a flurry of cases where the court found that she was able to come to Australia. She appealed. Then there was another court case. She appealed again. And finally, a couple of weeks ago, the then justice minister, he's no longer the justice minister, signed an extradition paper for her to come back to Australia. She again tried to appeal that, but that didn't go anywhere. And so yesterday she was put on a plane. And it's not the irony, but the other point to all of that was that was literally on the eve of Israel shutting down all international flights, you know, out of the country because of COVID. Mm. And so just before that happened, she was put on a plane. And what I understand is that when she arrives back in this country, she will be taken to a women's prison where she will be in 2 week lockdown because of the COVID situation. And the last point to come out of all of this is that reports in recent days have come out that there are, according to these reports, approximately another five people, other than the three sisters who are the main people alleging abuse, that another five people are now alleging abuse as well at the hands of this lady. So again, untested, innocent until proven guilty. But as you say, this has been a very long drawn out saga, and one but which has not reflected well on Israel's judicial system. It should not have taken this long, and Israel should not have been able to be a haven or a refuge for people who are escaping the justice system in any country.
Absolutely. And there's no doubt that this goes to the very core of so many of the issues and much of the time when we talk about these things. Certainly anybody in the media, will have had to face this issue, which is, well, don't talk about these things. Don't bring it to light because, you know, it's a chilul Hashem, which is a disgrace to God or to the community. So we rather just try and handle these things on our own, so to speak. And one gets the sense that this was part of the rationale. Well, you know, why send this so-called religious woman, which she clearly isn't, if those are her crimes, to Australia where it'll be a very public spectacle. But in doing so, they've protected a criminal, certainly, and by all indications, and has actually done even more damage. It's a very, very difficult situation that we see playing out. This is an extreme example of it, but we're seeing it playing out on all sorts of levels, because we have a discomfort somehow within the community of exposure, don't we?
Well, we do. We absolutely do. But, and as you say, on so many levels is this problematic. First and all, in no particular order, but the one major level is the reflection on Israel itself. And this is not the first time, by any stretch of the imagination, where people who have been accused of, not saying anyone's guilty or innocent, but accused of crimes in certain countries, including in South Africa, have rushed over to Israel and sought refuge there. And because if you're Jewish, you can get to Israel, etc. That's not the first time this has happened, so that does not reflect well on Israel. Secondly, in this case, certainly the three sisters who are alleging to have been abused as children at this particular Adas school, the heightened, exacerbated mental anguish and trauma and torment that they have endured over all these years, obviously doesn't even bear thinking about. And then just the whole notion of justice, if this sort of thing has indeed taken place. So for so many reasons. And another issue as well is that Australia is one of Israel's greatest allies in the international system.
And it almost did tremendous damage. And in fact, it did do tremendous damage.
Well, it did. So where you had a situation with the Attorney General of this country, the Prime Minister, former Australian ambassadors to Israel, have all been motivated to speak out saying, what is going on? And that shouldn't happen, but it shouldn't happen anywhere, and it certainly shouldn't happen between allies. And Australia is a great ally of Israel. So that also, as you know, was not a healthy situation.
What's likely to happen
now?
For
so many reasons.
She's obviously, as you've mentioned, she's got a 2 weeks quarantine in a women's jail. I'm presuming that she's not going to be able to get bail, considering the loss in so many years has been about her being a flight risk.
I think it's pretty much a given that there's no way that she would, because she's a flight risk, as she has demonstrated all too capably. So I also read, I mean, certainly with a touch of irony, that one of her lawyers in Israel has said that if she were to be found guilty, I mean, why would any lawyer say that about one's client anyway? If she were to be found guilty, could she serve her term back in Israel? She's former Israeli, back in Israel, because she wouldn't be able to observe kashrut or whatever, you know, in an Australian jail. Well, that doesn't get to first base because, unfortunately, there are Jewish people, frum people, people who observe kashrut in the Australian prison system, and they do get kosher food. So I certainly can't see even getting to first base. So as we said at the outset, left Israel yesterday on her way to Germany. From Germany, we'll fly to Melbourne. And she was accompanied, by the way, by an Australian police officer when she got on the plane, when she was put on the plane out of Israel. There was an Australian police officer there who has accompanied her. And then she will be put into COVID lockdown in a prison in Melbourne. And then the justice system will run its course. And there are delays in the justice system, as I have no doubt there are everywhere because of the COVID business. Everything's been delayed for whatever reason. But it certainly has attracted inevitably mainstream media attention in this country. It's in all today's print newspapers. It's been on the radio. So, and because of the whole 13-year process and 88-year delay, et cetera, it has attracted undue attention which I dare say wouldn't have otherwise got. So that's where we are right now.
Absolutely unbelievable. And at least finally that this day has happened. It is 6:51. Vic Aladef, thank you as always for a fascinating Australia report.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.